Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I am your host, Society's Mutant slash Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And right now, I have a special guest because it is not an interview, but he's been here for an interview. But it is the Comics and Coffee Talk Show segment. And today, we're talking with the one, the only, writer, director of Flashpoint, the fan series, well, Gotham Flashpoint, is Gavin Moore. How you doing, Gavin?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad. It's been, like I told you before, it's been kind of crazy today, but we're making it work. We're going through. We're still doing what we love. And I get to talk with you today. I got some coffee here. And, folks, Gavin's joining us to talk about Earth 2. And before I dive in, Gavin, what are your initial, we'll dive in after, but what are your initial thoughts on DC Comics' Earth 2 series from 2012 to, that's, well, when it started in 2012?
I was a big fan because it expands a little bit more on kind of what you thought of a couple JSA members, and then you get this really, really twisted Thomas Wayne Batman.
Yeah.
And then seeing another Superman. That's super cool. I'm a big fan of Al Zod. I mean, not like a huge fan. I don't know him super well, but like, he's awesome every time I see him.
Yeah. Yes, and he did a lot. He was pretty big for when he first popped up on the scene. I mean, he made media news for a while because he was the first in-canon Black Superman, and I love that. And it was really, really cool to see that in the fact here. And then his character, just who he was in general, was an amazing character.
Oh, yeah. And from everything I've seen, he's kind of got, like, similar morals to Superman, but not quite as nice, I guess, in some spots.
Yeah, in some spots, which we'll get to. And And before we go any further, because you'll completely understand this, too, is I love the characters and their suit designs in this series.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Everyone looks so damn cool. Like, Jay Garrick looks crazy awesome.
Yes.
I love, I can't think of that Green Lantern's name.
Alan Scott, right? Green Lantern.
Okay, yeah. Alan Scott. He looks crazy cool. And right? Usually, from what I understand of the main Earth, he's not actually, like, in the Green Lantern core. I think his power came from something else, and, like, his weakness was wood.
Yes. But oh, yeah.
Way cooler.
Yes, and yeah, this one got his powers from the green, so he kind of, or like Earth, he was kind of like a, or he was, yeah, from the power from the Earth, really, and he got the Green Lantern ring, but he's still able to do the same stuff, just was...
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know
I think almost you would say Green Lantern meets Swamp Thing.
Yeah, yeah, but because they get their powers from the same spot.
Yeah, which is a neat concept, and... But kind of...
Hold on, just one second. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What are you guys giving me that look for?
I don't know. You're talking to someone, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. So
I didn't think about that.
And I'm like...
Okay.
What? Yeah. You keep mouthing stuff, and I'm like... Ah.
Nope. I'm just practicing. Yep. Sorry about that. My sister's...
Hey, you're good. I understand. I got a bunch of people in my house, man. Stuff happens all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait. So where were we at? We were at Green Lantern.
Yeah, Green Lantern. Yeah. I kind of want to, before we dive into all these characters, because we will get to them in their glory, because I'm a huge fan of the JSA. I'm kind of
cool.
Huh?
Sorry. What was that last bit?
Oh, I was saying, like, before we get to them, I kind of... want to go back, but it was like I was saying, I'm a huge fan of the JSA. Love them so much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're glorious. Before we get to them, I do want to say, like, so people have a backstory a little bit. So Earth 2 had a main series, and then it had a monthly or a weekly series to go along that tied in with it. So if you imagine this tie-in issues, and it furthered the story and gave so much more detail to the story, which was an amazing idea. And then... it transferred to Earth, so it was Earth 2, and then during the end of that, it was Earth 2 World's End, as we got to the ending part, which kind of says what happened. And then Earth 2 Society was the ending series, because it transferred in the storyline to different stuff and whatnot. That was the ending series. Earth 2 itself ran from July 2012 to May 2015. Earth 2 World's End, the weekly, December 2014 to June 2015. So it went on a little bit longer than the main series. And then also the Earth 2 Society was August 2015 to March 2017. So, and I've read this series from just like issue... I started on issue 3 or 4 of this series, and I was instantly hooked. Instantly, because that there was a cover. I got the... I think it was the third one. As you mentioned it before, was the Flash in this Earth, in which folks...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. But it's that's where I started with it. But kind of going back in the past, it was such an amazing storyline to see, because what happened here, folks... was Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman defended Earth from... Earth 2 defended it from the Apocalypse invasion. Still a little bit of remnants still left over that, but they died. So they're, like, the Trinity dead. And the Justice League was not formed. No Justice Society. Nothing like that. A couple years later, Solomon Grundy... like, people, heroes are still popping up. You got all these superheroes and whatnot. Solomon Grundy pops up. Different version of Solomon Grundy that we've ever seen before. Wrecked havoc, and then Apocalypse invades. And from there, the destruction and the end of the Earth. Really, quite literally, Apocalypse won, but there was only survivors that went to a different Earth, and thanks to Future's End, that storyline, that DC Comics event, turned into a new home for the survivors and a couple thousand, actually, I think it was, that survived, along with the heroes that were able to survive. And eventually they got the new home, things were fixed due to gear that were super technology and whatnot. The Earth was fixed after they thought they were going to die on their new Earth. And then eventually the heroes and whatnot and the people found peace. And they accepted a new home, things were fixed. After a very horrific time that was like, this was really a war book, Gavin, wasn't it? Like, it was really, I honestly kind of liked it because... you didn't think they were going to win. You thought there was kind of things you saw that they made. They're like, there is hope. And then it's like, no.
Yeah.
What do you think?
But honestly, I knew stuff was going to go sideways when they had Thomas Wayne as a Batman. Because, like, things never go right for him.
No. And didn't he? I want to say he died because he did. Because Dick Grayson, who was a big part of this series, with his son especially too, later on, Dick Grayson became Batman. And so Thomas Wayne, I don't think Thomas Wayne didn't make it out of the Earth. But that's true. When Thomas Wayne is involved, things usually go to shit so bad. And because we love him.
Yeah, and he does his best. He really does try to do good. But sometimes it's just not in his control.
It's true.
But he just happens to be there, so it's his fault.
I know, and I feel so bad for him. It's like, you know, no matter how you look at it, Thomas Wayne never wins. He's always so screwed up. Oh, because I think he was on drugs, which is a neat little... because he was so old. He was old at the time. He was an older man.
Oh, yeah. No, he was on the Hourman pill.
Yes, which that was a cool kick-ass way to bring Hourman in, too, because this was JSA. Like, New 52, they took out the JSA. Now they're slowly, I think, bringing them back. I don't know what they're doing with them, but... I don't know if they're actually I think they're somewhat in the new, in the current lineup as we record this podcast. But the JSA.
I think they exist, but like they're not. They don't have their own comic currently, and they don't really have anything going on with them.
Damn fucking
shame. So it's like existed at one point, but like nothing's happening. So what's the point of talking about them?
That's stupid.
Attitude DC has towards them right now.
That's stupid, Geoff Johns. If you're listening. Probably not. But if you're listening, or anybody at DC, which I know there's people who will work at DC that listen, come on. Come on. Come on.
Give us some JSA, man.
Right?
We could use some.
We could. Their values and everything like that, which we see in this book. Because
yeah, I will pose for every picture. I will tell you. I will help any way I can. If you need just a dude to bring you guys coffee while you guys think of the ideas, I will find a way to get out there. Man, just make it happen.
I'm with Gavin. I'll do anything possible. We're writers. Oh, my. Gavin, I just thought about this. You have the power to make your own JSA special.
Oh yeah, no, that's kind of what I'm doing with Flashpoint a little bit.
That's true. Oh, that's true.
Because we got Wildcat coming in.
That's true.
We got the Atom. We got the original Black Canary. I was tinkering around with the idea of having our man actually show up. And if I don't end up doing it, he's dead. Or, you know, that's what I'll say happened, because it's an alternate reality with very little backstory.
That's true. That's true. Oh, my God. We need... I know they were on Legends of Tomorrow, but they kind of just...
For like a half hour.
Yeah, quite literally. They were... And then they're like, oh, the JSA is disbanded through time. And I'm like, fucking bullshit. Oh, my God. But moving on.
Yeah, I don't know.
What now?
Because, like, even Smallville, Smallville had them, and they did more with them, like Hawkman.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They actually had the entire JSA.
Yeah, and I would have loved to have seen their version of Jay Garrick or Wildcat, but they're like, nah, just Hawkman. Just Hawkman.
Well, they had Hawkman. You can't forget Dr. Fate.
Oh, of course.
Dr. Fate, Stargirl... which she wasn't in Earth 2, but that's because she's on Earth Prime. Stargirl.
Dr. Fate plays some part in Earth 2, right?
He does. Actually, kind of going back to that, he definitely does. Before we get, because this is, we could do an episode of the JSA, and trust me, folks, I am a huge fan of the JSA. I've worked at one point to maybe make a Jay Garrick cosplay, and that's still in development for me at the moment.
No, man, I'll try to help you out.
Oh, I would love you for it. Absolutely love you for it. I will talk to you about that after, because that, yes. The heroes in the show, in the series, we'll talk about that, folks, is that there's a huge lineup throughout this series. We talked about it before, Val Zod, the new Superman. I think he has Zod's DNA in him as well, and he was in hiding. He was going to be a weapon used against Superman and whatnot, but no, I believe that's what was his backstory on there. There's so many characters and so much storyline. You ever seen the trade paperback of this?
Huntress,
yes, Bruce Wayne's kid. She was in it, badass in it, by the way.
Oh yeah, and that whole fight she has with Thomas, like, again, just nothing goes right for him.
No, nothing. And she's like, "You old man." Oh, it was beautiful. And then, kind of keeping with that, because they had their own series at one point, is Power Girl. Power Girl's in it. Remember, these were all JSA members. A good 99% of these guys are JSA members, folks. We had Power Girl, Jay Garrick Flash, we had Alan Scott Green Lantern, Dr. Fate, Lois Lane as a female Red Tornado after her consciousness was transferred in there. We had Aquaman.
Oh, man. That's so awesome.
Yeah, that was kick-ass. I'd want that to be the original Red Tornado now, because that's a really cool idea.
Yeah, and I feel like it gives Lois a little more, because, like, yeah, she's a reporter, and sometimes she gets a good angle on something, but now, like, I feel like in the world we're in today, we can report on basically anything, and if one side or the other disagrees, they just kind of ignore it.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Oh.
Like global warming, man. You know, we have so many scientific reports, but one guy comes out with a thing that says, no, it's actually getting colder. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that guy seems right, because then I don't have to do anything or change anything about myself.
Oh, God, that's true. Oh, God. And people right now are like, ooh, they're very interested at that fact of, like, this guy speaks the truth, because, oh, my God. Yeah. We ain't getting political, Gavin. We can't get political on this show. We cannot, because if we do, it's going to be a long show.
The important part here is that Lois Lane now has something to do.
Exactly. And in this Earth, she needed it, because we love Lois. But problem is, with the events of this and how many billions died, Lois probably would have died. And she technically did die, but she would have stayed dead on this Earth. But and then we had...
Like, I believe in Superman and all. He's my guy. Right? But, you know, he can't... There's no way he can always be there saving her ass every time.
No.
Something's wrong.
No, like, he cannot. Yeah.
So she's gotta be able to defend herself somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And that was something that actually really bothered me in Smallville for a little while, and then they admitted. Yeah. She was like, I can take care of myself, and then, like, she could until she couldn't, which was usually about 2 seconds. Then she actually had a fight.
Side note, though, have you read the trade paperbacks or the single issues of the Smallville season 11 series?
I skimmed through because they compiled it into a graphic novel at some point. Yeah. And I skimmed through it because I couldn't actually sit down and read it. I was in Barnes & Noble.
Ah.
But, yeah, they had Batman show up and Lex was around doing stuff again. Yep. And Dick Grayson was a lady.
Jay Garrick was in there, by the way.
He was? What?
He trains the Teen Titans.
The Teen Titans are in there?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Green Lantern.
John Stewart. Batman, there's fear lantern or yellow lanterns going around like the lantern rings. I'm a huge Green Lantern fan. I love this going all over Gotham. Arkham gets infected with yellow lantern rings, so you gotta imagine how that turns out.
Holy season 11 would have been awesome,
right? And there's Metallo, he's mostly machine, and he goes after Lois and Lana because they're on the same story as a reporter. Like, Lois and Lana meet up in like Africa, Metallo's there, like, mostly machine now, and he's like, I'm gonna kill you, and it's like, holy shit. And oh,
what? God. I thought he was on our side.
No, god, no, Metallo, no, he was not no more, because then the Legion of Doom, I think, is in there too because he saw them.
Oh, yes, at the end of the episode, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could have sworn Metallo, like, Clark was acting a fool, and Metallo shows up and is like, hey man, Lois sent me to calm your ass down.
No. No, there's a Kryptonian invasion. There's a Kryptonian, yeah, I think Kara, because Kara, Supergirl, went back and there's a whole Kryptonian thing with that. She gets her suit. Everyone gets their suits. Martian Manhunter ditches his human-looking form because he's like, Superman showed that anyone could be there, so he's looking like Martian Manhunter. Blue Lanterns are in there. All the Green Lantern, John Stewart, like I said.
The Blue Lanterns are in the Smallville universe?
Yep. The Wonder Twins, or the Wonder Twins are already in it. I'm trying to think, who else? Yeah, Nightwing's in it. Gotham's in it.
You're telling me this, but they couldn't make Mitzel-Pitlick an actual meta. They had to make him a meteor freak.
Yeah. Well, we could. Yeah, all I'm going to say is read season 11, man, and come back to me, and we're going to talk about it because it's so fucking good. It is insanity. So
yeah,
insanity.
I grew up Smallville, man.
Me too.
Like,
oh my God.
I remember first seeing it, and I was like 9, I think, or something. Mm. And I was like, oh, man, they made Superman all boring and adult.
Right?
But then I actually watched it, but
it's like, oh,
it was pretty cool. And then I rewatched it recently.
Mm-hmm.
Love that show.
Still holds. It still holds. All right, kind of moving on, because going back to Earth 2, folks.
Yes.
We get
excited about stuff, and
we do.
We just keep on rolling.
Oh, God, we absolutely in love. God, I could talk about. There's so much things we can talk about. Holy shit! And then kind of finishing, going back and finishing the lineup of heroes. Wildcat, as he mentions in it, Thomas Wayne Batman. We have Miracle Man, Big Barda, Red Arrow, Sandman. Then of course we have the all-star lineup.
Al Pratt.
What now?
Al Pratt is the Atom.
Al Pratt is the Atom. That's true. He was in it. Commander Steel was in it. We had there's so many. See, I tried looking this up, folks, beforehand, and all I kept, like, I looked it up on the online to be, all right, let's see what other characters are in there, and it said a plethora. Almost every freaking site said a plethora of superheroes, like, from the Golden Age. I'm like, okay, that's helpful, and then we looked at the list, and there's just so many heroes, and villains, too, that introduce themselves, and, of course, we have Darkseid invading, so you see Darkseid's full invasion. All apocalyptic characters are in this series wreaking havoc, killing billions. And we have an evil Superman kind of going into that in the storyline. Gavin, how did you feel about that?
Man, like...
Well, he was a clone. You gotta think, though.
Every time there's an evil Superman, I just wonder, like, how far are they actually gonna go with it, you know? Because, like, yeah. Evil Superman could range from he just kind of growls at you and flicks peanuts into a mirror, or he instantly Superman versus the Elite, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that, and I don't know which way they're gonna go. And for me, I liked it. I think he definitely could have probably wreaked some more havoc if they really were like, you know, just go out and destroy stuff.
He killed like 10 million, or he killed. No, what was it? Like, I think 5 million people when he opened up one of the escape ships and let them fall to their deaths. And he kind of laughed. What the fuck? What do you mean you want more from that?
No, well, okay, so that wasn't Superman. Like, he caused it, right? But that wasn't him punching the planet.
Okay, that's true. All right, that's
or
true.
Or something like that.
But he wasn't really Superman. Remember? He was a Bizarro clone.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking... what was it?
I just keep thinking, like, Superman could really do a lot of shit if one writer was just like, you know what, we don't really need this Earth anymore, and Superman's gonna have a bad day.
Oh, we've seen glimpses, Red Sun, Injustice, but man, that's true, like, you just want him to go to town. You know, I wonder...
Yeah. I want to see one time where he just loses his shit.
Oh, God. I'd love to see him, like, do it with Zod. Like, all of a sudden, like, he's like, Zod, you're right. And, like, just takes, like, just destroys Earth.
Oh, shit. Actually, that could be... You know what would be really cool is getting the view of the world where that happens, right? Ooh. As refugees.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that'd be
Superman
cool.
Fucked up our Earth bad, guys. Like, we just barely got here. Steve's still missing half of his arm.
Shit. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, Green Arrow. Would that be a nod towards Green Arrow losing his arm in The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Dark Knight Returns? Oh, which is beautiful, mind you. That, oh. Okay, before we get back to Earth 2, I got an idea. I thought this idea while reading the newest Green Lantern, well, somewhat, not really newest, but when Zod versus the Green Lantern Corps. In the Green Lantern and Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern series. And how would you think of maybe a man, like the Green Lantern movie is when Zod was out in space with all the Kryptonians and shit like that, of Zod versus the Green Lantern Corps. And then at the end of the Green Lantern movie, because everyone's, apparently all the Green Lanterns are in it. And so at the end of the Green Lantern movie, Green Lantern finally shows up and he's like, hey, it took us a lot longer to get here. Where's Zod? And they tell him, and it's like, that could be, and then he meets up with Superman and like the Justice League and shit like that.
That would be kind of cool.
Would it? I mean, I thought about that the other day. I'm like, that would be amazing Green Lantern movie to tie into the universe, to do all that. DC, you can definitely take that idea. Take it and run with it. You're good. I'll pay for that movie.
That would be really cool, actually, because then it gives them a common enemy. It gives motivation for the Green Lantern to be like, ah, shit, I failed, and Superman's getting all this heat for a guy I should have been dealing with.
Yep, and it's like I got to go back to Earth, and it's like, oh shit, but
yeah, because there's no way Zod was just jumping around from planet to planet, and not one fucking time did he not meet a single Green Lantern.
No, there's none.
Or alien species that he didn't just obliterate because he's Zod.
There's no way in hell. But going back to Earth 2, man, because we could definitely digress. So, we had the evil Superman. It was a clone. He obviously didn't make it out through here, folks. But the armies of Apocalypse, like, really wreaked havoc, you know, and we never really knew what was going to happen. That's what I really loved in this series, is and especially with the weekly, because, yeah, it was a monthly book, and then the weekly came out, and then you're like, oh my God, yes. It was, I always was looking forward to that, because Earth 2 was on my top list for a little bit. Like, it was my top 3 DC books that I look forward to every week. And I remember getting lunch money, and I would never spend it on lunch. I'd save it up, and then I'd, like, not eat anything at school. I'd be like, oh, yes, I had lunch. And then I'd go in, and I'd buy my comics, and Earth 2 was always there for it. Like, this was high school years. So, like, going back in, because it was into my high school years. So, it was very interesting to have. It was beautiful, actually. It really was, to have that. Now, Gavin, did you kind of feel the same way with that, with the series? Was you never really knew? Or how'd you kind of feel with it?
Yeah, and I love stories like that where it's an alternate Earth, so yeah. Anything can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we could make, you know, just anything. And it's crazy how much they were just able to real twists and real stakes, because you knew that these characters aren't the canon version. And yeah. Any Earth, like, we got Earth X in the CW universe, and it's controlled by Nazis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, we got, you know, anything can happen. And because then that creates some real suspense for me, rather than being like, all right, it's Superman, we know he's going to make it out again. This yeah. one doesn't.
No, he doesn't. And Val Zod takes over. Take it out. Yeah, it's. You never know. You're absolutely 100% right. That's why I love the people like multiverse. That's stupid. It's like, no, it's for a writing standpoint. As writers and creatives and comic fans, especially, you and I, we see that there's so much potential here. And I want to give so much credit to these writers. We'll get to the artists in a minute, but to the writers first, is the writing on this story, throughout. All of it, even the Earth 2 society, which I was somewhat skeptical of, like, okay, they made it out, they're on a new Earth, how are you going to do that? But they made it really of, like, listen, there's no resources, and they're like, what the fuck are we going to do? We're all going to die again. It's like, oh, shit. And eventually they won.
Oh, yeah, and it really, like, it kind of made you afraid for the characters, or, you know, it made you actually feel things that you wouldn't with the normal Superman, because, like I said, he always saves the day. You know, yeah. He's always fine. Except for that one time he fought Doomsday, but, you know, and now it's like, oh, Doomsday's here, Superman's gonna die and get resurrected.
Yes, you know, that's what it's sometimes in comics, things, there's times where unexpected things happen, but when it comes, there's a few times where you can actually, like, a certain, like you said, that happens, you know what's gonna happen, you get things expected, you know, like, they're gonna make it out, like, you know, Flash is never gonna be officially killed in the CW universe, it ain't gonna happen.
Not unless they do some real character work with Wally or some other Flash.
Well,
they keep doing this self journey with Wally, and I feel like they gotta be going somewhere with it.
But he's on the Legends of Tomorrow.
Not anymore.
That's true. He's not, and he's only every now and then on Flash. I don't know what's happening with that. I love Wally and any version of Wally, really. Because it's just so much that this series gave us, and so much that Earth 2 was with this writing, because it was insane. It just, and it kept going, and you never wanted it to stop. And I remember going and reading that last issue and picking that up at the end, and I'm like, this is the last issue, you know that, right? And I'm like, yeah, and it went through that series, like, I went through it for years. I mean, you guys heard the dates in the beginning. That series was with me when my comic shop I went to for a good year, when I first moved here, and was my escape and my second, my really home at that point, was there. That shop closed down and went to a second one, JJ's, and now I had a different one because they only do online stuff now. So, all drawn to comics, place in Glendale, go to it, folks. And it was with me through a whole lot of shit, like most comics were at that time and still are. And like Superman, we talked about, folks, check out the last Superman episode. And so Earth, when that ended, it was such a heartbreak for me because I was so connected and so invested into the story. And it's been a part of my journey in life and everything, especially graduation after high school and shit like that. It's been a part of me for so long and so invested deeply into it that when it ended and I read that final panel page, I shed a tear or two. I was like, oh my God, because it ended so beautifully, you know, like it gave you the ending that you wanted for these guys. Did you think that, or how was it connected with you, man?
I mean, I read it a couple times, and I read a few issues here and there, and I haven't actually finished the series, but like...
Well, fuck.
Yeah. I haven't been able to get my hands on it. Like, my my one local comic shop, I'll be honest, is kind of pricey. And then, Yeah, and then we just got half-price books, and they don't always have the things I'm looking for. Mm. But it's, I do remember feeling that way about a lot of DC stories, though. Because they really, they have a tendency to put you in the shoes of these characters sometimes, and like especially if you're already feeling something, you know, you're feeling guilty about something, or you're, which is one they use a lot, or like you feel powerful in one instance or another, and the issues I did read, like they do it really well, and I'm always excited reading more from them, because it makes it more interesting for a reader, rather than just like, yeah, here's Superman, he's punching some stuff and he's gonna kick some ass.
Yeah, it's true, it's so true. And since I know you haven't read all of them, if you ever get a chance, I know it's kind of pricey because it's a big issue. If you get like the big collection of Earth 2, it's so worth it. It's a huge book, don't get me wrong. You can spend a while reading it, but it's so good.
Oh, it's on my list. Like,
is it? Cool.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I got that on my list. I want to get all the Death of the Family.
Which one? I mean, the New 52 or the classic?
Both.
Good man.
Well, because I like the new stuff, but I also, mm-hmm. you know, I wanna see where it came from, and I haven't actually had the chance to read the old one, but I'm excited to.
Ooh, I got a collected version. It's so good.
I want to get the Trinity War with the Justice Society, Justice League of America, and then the Justice League.
It was not Justice League Society. It was Justice League Dark. Justice League of America Justice League. Oh, trust me, Justice League Dark. Oh, fucking love that series so much. That's amazing. Oh God, it's amazing. Those are, you know, people knock a lot of shit from New 52, but I personally, New 52 is when I went full time. I read books in my library when I was a kid, growing up, and my high school library, before I moved out here to Arizona, back in Illinois, and. I was on the series I really read for DC. It was a couple Superman, a couple trade Batmans. Like, when I really, they were like Batman and Superman series. And it was a trade of that. And then this full series I read was Young Justice, because they had the collected issues of that. And so that was my first full-on DC series, was that. And that's when I first started getting into comics full-time, New 52 is happening. And so I knew a bunch already, but that was my first time going in. So... that was, I honestly fell in love and loved so much of the New 52 shit, because I love the redone of everything. So that's just me, but
and I love that it like Flashpoint gave them a reason to kind of revamp some of the characters.
Yeah,
you heard that New 52 Superman's back, right?
But all right, how the fuck is? Folks, we're gonna get off topic, sure. Huh?
I'm not 100% sure how it happened, but he's back.
How the fuck? I hope that's not, if that was a rumor or something, because I know he's back, but he combined Mr. Mix-a-Blick, all that magic, or Nth Dimension, shit like that, came back, and he merged together pre-Flashpoint and the New 52 Superman to get the one we had currently. But if there's that New 52 Superman, like, I'm back from the dead, okay, we're not going to go into that, because I might get pissed. So... We might not. So going back to Earth 2, because
I wanted to ask you how you feel about the rumors that that they're going to be bringing in Belzod as the Superman in the DCEU.
Oh, that ties in Earth 2. Because it actually does.
Yeah. See, I keep getting us off track. So I wanted to ask something that would keep us on track.
Before we get into art, I'll answer this to that because. I say yes, I say no. I say yes because it's a new take on it, it's a new live action thing, I'd love to see it, and I'm a huge Earth 2 fan, obviously. I say no because this isn't Earth 2. So why bring in a multiverse?
My only defense there is we don't 100% know that it isn't.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's true. Oh my god, could you imagine?
This version of Superman, they honestly with Justice League 2, they could kill off the whole Justice League and be like, surprise bitches, it's been Earth 2 the whole time. fuck. Because they switched the whole timeline of when the JSA shows up.
I don't think they'll do that.
Or being thrown in there, they could just make Alan Scott a regular Green Lantern.
Alrighty, folks, don't you dare just go yet, because I have with me a special guest. Now, do you have some landscaping problems? Do you have something that, you know, you need some help with in the good old-fashioned outdoors? Well, I have with me here today a very special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name's Jesse Ewing. I'm the owner of Ewing Land Management, LLC.
That's right, folks. Right now, this can be considered a sponsor. Jesse here is a sponsor of us. Ewing Land Management is a sponsor of the Comic Chronicle podcast. And, you know, we wanted to bring him on here today because, you know, people need help. And Jesse needs work as well. So it's all, those two and two, they work together sort of thing. Today, folks, and Jesse, kind of give a backstory. What is Ewing Land Management?
Ewing Land Management is a young and growing company. We specialize in basically everything to do with tree care, removal, pruning, planting, pest diagnosis, hazard diagnosis, and mitigation, and some general landscaping services like FireWise, you know, thinning brush for fire safety and things of that nature too.
So things that people desperately need. So that's what you do. Now, you've been doing this for how long?
Just about 20 years.
About 20 years. So this to say, folks, he's experienced. He's very experienced. Now, where exactly do you operate?
We operate out of Payson, Arizona. We operate in basically the greater Arizona, the whole state. We also operate in New Mexico and parts of California.
All right. So folks in those areas, give Jesse a call. Now, where can they contact you at, Jesse?
You can contact us at 928-363-1893. You can contact us through our website, which is www.ewinglandmanagement.com. You can also contact us through our Facebook page at Ewing Land Management LLC.
And folks, that's where you can find Jesse at today. And make sure you guys give him a contact. You hit him up, go whatever. You can also check out the website as well. Be sure to check out that website, ewinglandmanagement.com, because you guys can see all of his work that he's done so far. You can see how they operate, equipment, and everything else as such. So folks, make sure you go check him out. Now, back to the show. Problem is, if Aquaman does really good, and if Wonder Woman 2 does really good, and Shazam does really good, I'm going to be like, don't want it to be a new word.
Oh, I doubt that's what they're going to do, but they could bring in another Earth, and they could be like, well, this is Val Zod. He, his team died fighting Darkseid, so he's here to try to help us.
You know what? Why don't we do this? We make Earth, because Earth 2, the writing in it is so beautiful and so good. Why don't we make it its own animated show? Because DC loves animated shows right now on the CW. Why not make an animated show for the Earth 2?
That would be awesome.
Right? It's easy. Know. You don't have to cast. You don't have to do any casting.
The people who write either the animated stuff or just straight from the comics to write the movies.
Yeah.
And then have the artists come in as storyboard artists.
Right? That would be... Oh, my God. And... There's so many, and you know what, though? There's so many people who worked on this series, artists, writers, inkers, so many goddamn people. I was going to try to name them all. I could not, because we'd be here for 5 minutes, because there's just so many artists and writers who put in all this time and effort on this, but that's beautiful. All right, DC, Warner Brothers, if you're not taking any of these ideas, we're going to be sadly disappointed, because we're giving you some real good shit. Like,
yeah,
it'd be amazing.
Just get your writers from the animated series onto the live action stuff.
Right.
I mean, I haven't seen
it
yet.
The Ray has a show on Earth X, you know, which I think there's another season coming out. And then Vixen has it. Like, it's Warner Brothers, come on. But oh my god, so folks, start a petition. Earth 2, bring it into the animation universe, or bring it into live action, whichever. It'd be beautiful. It'd be well done. But going back, yeah, I do want to say the art on this. Beautiful throughout. Gorgeous. Absolutely stunning throughout. Did you have a problem with the art?
No,
I didn't think so.
It was incredible.
It was throughout all of it, and there was a lot of different, which I think that's a testament to show how if you get the right people involved on a project, you can make something glorious. Because everyone loved Earth 2 throughout the entire series, the miniseries, Earth 2 Society. Everybody that read it loved it. And we had so many people that worked on this book. One person could have fucked up everything, but they didn't. And we had over 30 people, artists, writers, everyone work on it, that there was not a mess up in this series at all.
Okay.
And so, at least I don't think so.
They made so many big decisions, and yeah. They pulled each of them off just because it was written so solidly. Yeah. Like having Lois Lane become the Red Tornado.
Right.
Seems like a little stretch to me, but like, they did it, and they're like, yeah, it happened, you're going to deal with it, and actually, you're going to like it.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of the multiverse, and this it being there too, is that basically, with artwork, and because character art, the suit character designs, we'll get into that in a minute, is they are, you could do, we talked about it earlier, you can do whatever the fuck you want. So that was the beauty of it, is like, I think that's what allowed these writers to do so good, and especially the artists too, to create all this stuff, is with the option, with the ability to do anything you want, it's kind of really cool. And that's really, really a leeway that I think that somebody, that people really look forward to in the comics business, is to be like, all right, we're stuck in the parameters, but now they have the thing of like, here's Earth 2, do whatever. And
yeah, and so, like we were saying earlier, anything can happen.
Yes,
you know, anything. They could kill off the whole, it could end with the Earth being blown up if they wanted.
Well, technically it did.
No survivors. Well, I mean like no survivors.
Oh, it could yeah, just that's
be
true.
Everyone on Earth being like, oh shit, there's a problem, and then an explosion, and that's it.
Right. Well, it was kind of metal, like pun intended for DC. It was kind of really metal because Apocalypse, the planet, didn't it kind of eat that Earth?
I think so. I think that's kind of how Apocalypse became Apocalypse. Yeah. I think it just kind of like, it Galactuses on things.
It does. And that was really cool. And I remember, oh my God. And the artwork in this, going to that, because I do want to touch on it. It was so wonderfully done and beautifully and stunning work of them showing us this cataclysmic time. And the designs, holy shit, I love these redesigns of the JSA. Dr. Fate, Hawkgirl. Hawkgirl's a big part of this series. I don't know if we covered her or not. She's a huge...
She's a big deal.
She is. How did I forget? Oh my God, I feel like such an idiot. Her design in this, I want that to be canon. It's so cool.
I'm a huge fan of it. I've seen a couple of her designs, and like they're all right, but this one felt really, really new, and it meshed really well with the Jay Garrick Flash.
Yes.
And kind of the simplistic design of their Green Lantern too.
Yeah.
They were all
yeah.
very simple, but it was all very dynamic. Mm-hmm. You know.
It was crazy, and it's crazy how the pinup. I remember it came out when they were doing the pinup stuff too. I think that stuff sort of ended, but all the bombshells, the DC making the
point.
Is it still going?
They've released a couple other
shit,
ones. I think it's just the figures now.
Oh, that's right. They got the pops and everything. Yeah. Yeah, I remember they did a. Now that since Earth 2, they had a Earth 2 Hawkgirl pinup. But then now they put in like regular Earth, like Earth Prime Hawkgirl, and I'm like, you sons of bitches. Oh, but because the Earth 2 one was so good, and like it made her stand out as a character, I think. Don't you agree? Like, she was always closely related to Hawkman. Yeah, they were kind of one on the same, Hawkgirl, Hawkman.
Yeah,
their backstory,
and this one, kind of similar to the animated series, she kind of just did her own stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she was, and we never, like, I don't even think Hawkman's mentioned.
No, he's not, you know. And I love the Hawks with a passion. I love them on the CW. I love them. They're so cool. I don't know why I love them so much, but they're so cool characters. And to be able to have her on her own, which is just amazing. And yeah, she was a part of the JSA. And I love the blue. The blue is just amazing. And that's why she stands out on her own. She's her own character.
Yeah, it's not a color I would have thought of initially when designing her, but that... Like, it looks awesome, and they made it work, you know? It's not the typical, because everyone else, they kind of stuck with their colors, except for the, I think, the purple cape on Alan Scott, but...
Yeah.
Like, the Flash, they stuck to the red, blue, and gold, and silver.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, Flash, I mean, Flash was one where that's where I kind of fell in love with it. Like, it's Jay Garrick Flash, and I love the JSA, and I love the Golden Age and whatnot. And I remember his suit was just him, a red long sleeve shirt, some jeans, boots, the lightning bolt on the shirt, and a World War One hat with the, what do you call those? It's like little racing, like,
the wings?
The wings, there we go. I was drawing a blank. Because sometimes they're done as wings, or some people do lightning bolts. I'm like, what the hell? So it's the wings. Yeah, it's wings. So I was trying to think. I was drawing a blank. I just had a brain fart. Pardon me, folks. But we all have them. And, you know, they gave him this new style helmet, new style speedster helmet, this really kick-ass suit. And yeah, all these characters are younger, by the way. And that's the beauty of it, too, is that this is them forming the JSA. So they're younger at the time, and they're forming to try to defend their home. And I love Jay Garrick's suit. And he was in, I think that he was on the cover of issue 3, because I have it somewhere.
They really could have played it safe there. Because with all the other stuff they were doing,
yeah.
Because, like, Mercury's right there. Mercury dies on the spot, mm-hmm. I think. And, like, he could have just been like, here's my hat.
Yeah.
And that would have been it. But, yeah. No, they gave him a full new suit. And it makes a lot of sense that they would do it that way.
It's true. It really does. And it's I just can't.
Why don't we talk about the Justice League, though? Because, like, or the Trinity, I guess. Because Batman, Batman, he looked awesome. I kind of love that tactical feel of his suit, because he didn't have the cape. I mean, I think he had a cape, but, like, it
was really armor. Like, it was heavy-duty armor. It really was. Like, I think he was, like, Kevlar, I mean, yeah, Batman usually wears that now, but it was way different. Like, it really, that's true, the Trinity themselves, Wonder Woman, and mostly Battle Gear and shit like that, and Superman with a very more elegant suit than we've usually seen. And Batman with that.
I didn't put it together until just now.
What?
But they were probably wearing those heavily armored things, because their first and only scene is just going against Darkseid.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't see their other outfits, so we don't know what they normally look like, or if that's what they normally look like. Because I can't imagine one woman as tough as she is that she'd want to carry around all that armor all the time.
You know, it's Earth 2, man. You never know. Maybe she's been battle hardened and shit like that after murdering, because, you know, she always says that. Like,
oh, yeah.
I put down my villains, unlike you and Clark. That's when she talks to Batman about it. That's true. And both Batman designs. You know what? No, scratch it. All three Batman designs were amazing, because we got to think, well, you know what? Dick Grayson's was very interesting. I liked it, though. I liked it a lot. But we had the Justice League Batman. We also had the Thomas Wayne Batman. And then we had the Earth 2 Society Batman when Dick Grayson was Batman.
Yeah.
And how did you feel, because a lot of people are like, how did you feel about the Dick Grayson Batman suit?
Well, so, like, I like it that it's very different, and it feels like something Nightwing would design.
Mm.
I'm still kind of right in the fence about it, because, like, I like it, and he made it his own, and that's cool and all. But, like, it's still a little odd in some spots, mm-hmm. for me. It's a cool design. I'm just, I guess I'm thinking, like, as a cosplayer, I don't know how I would do some of those things. So maybe that's what's bugging me about it.
Your cosplaying's kicking in. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm like, how would you do that? How would you, because sometimes I feel like artists or the people who are making the costumes for the movies see cosplayers replicate things that previously they were like, oh, there's no way they're going to replicate that. Mm. So now some of them are just giving cosplayers the finger and just, like, replicate that, bitch.
That's true. But, yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know, because I don't know if you listened to the episode and whatnot. When we had Andy Poon on, he's the concept designer, so he helps design and create these suits for the CW universe. And he kind of said that too, of how tough it is sometimes to bring in these characters and bring it on and create this sort of new, like, you try to bring it to life sometimes is sort of difficult, but yeah. It makes it more fun, he said, at least.
Yeah, I had a similar issue when I was doing Wildcat. You ever try to make a guy with a cat face look cool and not make him look like Black Panther?
I've seen it in the comics and he looks badass. But it's like,
but it's hard to transfer to a human face.
Yeah.
And still have it feel like it's fitting the face. It's made and it's tactical. But also, like, sticks to the form, because we saw the CW version of Wildcat, and, like, he was basically just in a balaclava, like a leather one. But, you know, he didn't even have something that faked being ears, so, like, someone could see them as ears as he was running by in the night, and he was covered by, like, shadows or something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I won't go into that because I'll be kind of disappointed. But
yeah,
moving on is.
It's a pain to do something new, but they accomplished it in a lot of spots.
I want to say that's like, most of the series, though, wasn't it? Can you sort of agree that most of the characters in this that's maybe why we don't see as many cosplayers for it, is because
everyone looks awesome, and I don't really know how some of these would be pulled off.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Not everything needs to be cosplayed. You know, it's like. Having the art there is enough, because it's just crazy seeing all the different designs and all the things they were able to do.
Mm. That's true.
Especially seeing, like, transferring, getting a new version of the Thomas Wayne Batman, or, like we were talking about a second ago, the Dick Grayson Batman looked totally different.
Yeah, way different. I think Thomas Wayne Batman, they just really added a couple, they tinkered with the Flashpoint Batman, really.
That's fine. I feel like they gave him a little bit more tactical feel, and they made him feel a little more aggressive.
It's so true. And I do want to say, kind of sticking on Earth 2 a little bit too, well, we still are, but I kind of moving forward is...
Just give me one second.
Ooh, no problem.
I'm doing coffee and comics with my friend. He does podcasts. These are my sisters.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Oh, the show. Okay. Yeah. Well, have a great day. Yeah. We'll leave you alone.
That's good.
Let me know when you're finished, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Folks, that's what we like to call cameo acting.
Yeah, and if you show up at Flashpoint, I may have them laugh themselves to death or something.
Hey, and you'll be like, yes, finally they died. Like a little brotherhood of, like, I won! As a brother, I completely understand. But, yeah it's, I want to say is, really, I was so surprised, and I still have to get it because I haven't been able to pick any up, because it's been kind of getting rare, especially in package stuff, is the merchandise. They actually had some really cool merchandise, and it went on for a while for Earth 2. They came out with, like, those figures that they have, the really, really good ones, that were, like, detailed and stuff like that. The DC line. DC. I don't know what the DC line is. Do you know? DC Collectibles?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the DC Collectibles figure lines that are always amazing and detailed shit. Like, it kind of reminds me of McFarlane sometimes. And I definitely want to say is there was so much merchandise for it, and I want to get my hands on some of it because they made it for those characters. They had, and there was a pop figure too, which if anybody has anything on that, let me know. I'd take any of the merchandise. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, definitely.
I think Hot Topic has some of the Earth 2 still, at least of Batman, I think.
That's who sold it, was an Earth 2 Batman, and I think it said Earth 2 Batman on it. He looked really cool, but those action figures, though, I'd rather take some of those, because I had the Earth 2 packaging. I was so hyped when that came out, but also I was very poor. Not much has changed, but definitely want to get my hands on those, because if I remember right, the figures had, we had Hawkgirl, we had Earth 2 Batman, like Thomas Wayne Batman. We actually had the Trinity, actually. Speaking of the Trinity actually, they made those in the figures.
Well, I mean, like, you can't really have them appear and then not make action figures of them.
That's
you know?
True. That's well, they died, and that's why it kind of didn't make any sense. But then they did the other kind of Trinity that was, I don't know, there's not really a Trinity for the JSA, but there was, like, the three kind of main characters they focused on in the beginning, I want to say.
Yeah.
Almost
well,
four.
They, yeah, you had Jay, you had
Green Lantern,
you had Hot Girl, and then you had Alan.
Yeah.
So, like, they had kind of a trinity for a little bit there.
That's true. And they made figures on those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then they made one for Thomas Wayne Batman. And I think that was it. But I, in my opinion...
I thought they made a Valzad, didn't they?
Maybe later on down the road, and I've never seen it. Oh, I think they did. Maybe they did.
Mm. Yeah, because I'll be honest, like, with as much of hype as he was getting because he was the first Black Superman, it seems like it would be a really dumb move if they didn't make action figures of it.
Right, and even, it's so true. They might have made one. I gotta go. There's... Earth 2 collectibles, folks. Gavin and I definitely would, if you guys have any, hit us up. We definitely would like some of those.
Yeah,
at least I would. Huh?
Let us know. Yeah, I'd love to get my hands on some Thomas Wayne Batman stuff.
Oh, I think, Gavin, you deserve that. And, folks, if anybody has any Hawkgirl or Green Lantern or Flash, definitely, because I love all... I love these DC characters so much. I love comic characters so much. There's a lot of them I love. And the DC Earth 2 was just amazing and very overall.
And I think the difference there is, like, we see when we meet people where we're kind of given a guessing game, and a lot of the people who are into comics have been, you know, emotionally hurt before.
Yeah.
So we're a little skeptical going into new people. But these characters, we see all their flaws right there.
Yes.
But we all see they're trying to do their best at whatever they're doing. Or their worst, you know, for characters like the Joker or Reverse Flash.
Yes. And
I
most
think that's what draws a lot of people in.
Yeah. We can definitely get on that on the episode of emotional connections to heroes and villains. Definitely. And definitely if any folks who listen. What now?
That's a thing that's happening?
No. We're not doing that's a whole separate episode I was meaning. No, that was a whole separate episode. Because definitely we can talk about that. And I kind of went on that a little bit with my connection to Superman and, like, heavy connection to it in the last episode of Comics and Coffee. We talked about Superman in comics. And I kind of want to end this talk on Earth 2, Gavin, is could you see – you know, I'll get to it after. I'll mention – okay, so beforehand, Dr. Fate is somewhat making a comeback in Justice League Dark. He's making Earth 2, Dr. Fate, has appeared recently in Justice League Dark and is saying he's been captured by Naboo. And so he, like the character himself, he doesn't have the helmet and shit like that. And he's like, I've been turned by, Naboo turned on me and shit like that. And so they freed him. And I think he's running around now in the modern, in current DC lore, but or DC comics. But if that goes anywhere, which I hope it does... Do you want Earth 2 to come back in any sense, or do you think it will ever?
So, there's the whole bit about, like, you know, all good things have to end at some point. And one of the things that we were talking about, like, anything can happen, right? If the Earth does come back, anything can still happen. But I think if they undo one of the big consequences at the end of the series, I think it kind of kills some of the suspense there a little bit.
It's
and
true.
Like, we can have them move to a different Earth. Like, maybe Earth 3 has no heroes, and then suddenly the JSA is just like, yeah, why don't we just move in there?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's true. I mean, I can't see them do that. I know they're happy on their Earth. That's why if they ever come in, I'd say, like, they're doing what they're doing right now with Dr. Fate, is that they come to current line of DC, like the DC Earth Prime. I mean, that would be interesting to me at least, I would like to see them pop up maybe for a little bit, or maybe there's this weird thing where the Earths are combined. They've sort of, actually, they've done it before. The Earths are combined, sort of like this New 52 and pre-Flashpoint and Superman was. So maybe the JSA is, that JSA is currently in our universe, like their our JSA thing, maybe somehow with that. I don't know. That wouldn't make any sense, really.
Briefly, I think they should definitely do the Earth combining thing on the CW, just because I'm sick of having to go to other Earths for Supergirl, but she's on their Earth in other realities, like the Earth X. Sick of it.
I feel it.
What could be super cool is if Dr. Fate actually sends them back in time.
How so? Of what?
So, like, if they send the JSA, because they switched when the JSA comes up versus when the Trinity comes up. Their Trinity comes up first in this universe, and then, you know, the JSA afterwards. But if Dr. Fate sends them back in time, it puts them where they usually are with their powers as the JSA, preventing the Darkseid invasion or you know, any number of things happening. And then they still have a Superman. So Val Zod can be hanging out with a younger Superman, mentoring him, which would be super cool.
That would. We could. I'd love to see that. And Dr. Fate could easily bring him in to modern. I don't know, man. I really want to see him because I think I'm with you on the. That storyline's good. I'd love to see that. No joke. But I think anything on their Earth, especially for how long the series went, was, I think, said and done. Especially for what they did with the writers and everything, and the artists and everybody. I think that's been said and done. So I kind of think the only thing they could do is bring them to Earth Prime, and maybe they get stuck there, and so the JSA comes in. Like, they have this JSA book, but it's based on Earth 2's JSA, trying to fit in and seeing where they fit in Earth Prime and doing all that fun stuff. Like, that would be, I think, very, very interesting to read about, to see. I don't know.
Like, would Jay Garrick carry on the legacy of the older version of himself from this Earth and continue being the Flash?
Exactly.
And if he does, where does he fit into the Flash family?
Oh, yeah. That would definitely. And the Lantern, they're like, listen, we have two already Green Lanterns on Earth. And John, Guy, Hal are all out in space and returning every now and then. I think John's on Earth now. I got no idea. But, and then so it's...
Or, and then we get the Alan Scott encounter with the Green as well, of that Earth.
Definitely.
Would either wreck his power or Swamp Thing and him would have a conversation.
Definitely, yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah, you could include that.
Swamp Thing and Green Lantern, that would be an awesome team-up series I would totally read.
Definitely. I would say, if the JSA, there's two versions of this storyline. Now, folks, we're pitching stories at this point. Now, if hopefully some of DC listens, we could do two versions of this. JSA Earth 2 comes in, meets JSA of the 40s or whatever like that, of the current DC Prime Earth or something like that, and they both have a fun story. Or they come in to the JSA that's currently around, if they're hanging, hopefully they're hanging around. JSA is hanging around, current timeline, right now of the DC universe, Earth Prime, and they hang out with them. I mean, they have a double JSA team up, and Justice League gets involved because they're like, "What the hell is this?" and all that fun shit. That would be fun, you know. Like, JSA comes in and things get all screwed up because they bring in something a villain of theirs in or something like that, you know.
I don't see why they couldn't do both.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
I would love to see them team up with themselves, but of a different Earth. So they have to interact with each other and figure out what's different, but also, like, you know, they're just whooping someone's ass.
Exactly, it would be so cool.
Yeah, because Batman had that whole thing where he traveled through time and was a pirate and did all that shit. There's no reason the JSA can't go back.
Right?
The JSA from the Earth can't go back, hang out with themselves, and then decide, because they met themselves, that when they go back to the future, they're gonna carry out, you know, young Jay's legacy, or, you know, be the new Green Lantern, since the older Alan Scott can't, because he wants to stay in that time period. Because the JSA of Earth I would definitely be like, we gotta stay here. We're not, you know, we're not gonna go with you on this crazy journey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. You ain't a kid. Like, there's so many stories.
Maybe this Jay Garrick, Earth 2 Jay Garrick, is the Jay Garrick we know from Earth Prime, and he just doesn't know it yet.
Fuck. All right. It's officially sold. Gavin and I gotta work at DC Comics. It's officially done. We knew you too.
He could stay in on Earth Prime back in time and be like, guys, I feel like I really found a spot here.
Yeah.
And it's the closest I felt to a home since Earth 2 was destroyed.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. 100%.
And Balzad becomes a Blue Lantern. I don't know.
Now we're going off a tangent. I need to stop us because we're going to get so many ideas going and someone's going to take it. And they're going to be like, it was all my idea. Like, you son of a bitch.
Well, we got the audio recording first.
Yeah, it is.
So long as you got it time stamped.
That's true.
We will be able to take that to court. Anyone in DC, you got to let us know if you're going to take one of those ideas.
Please do. We trademarked it just now. So just, even though it's your characters, but I want to say, man, is basically Earth 2. You recommend?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Any issue by itself is great, but the whole story is incredible.
Exactly. And folks, I want to say thank you for tuning in, because I definitely, if you couldn't have told by my instance of it as well as Earth 2, recommend, read it, buy the issues, buy the trade paperbacks, go to your local comic book store, pick it up, or pick it up at Barnes & Noble, or pick it up online. However you can read it, read it, because it's well worth your time in the end, and who knows, maybe some of our ideas will go through to DC. Maybe DC will hire us, and we get to work for them for a little bit. All is possible.
Tell your friends, tell your grandma.
Yeah.
Tell anyone who will listen.
All right. So, folks, I have been Dakota Morgan, your host, with Gavin Moore today. We're drinking some coffee, talking about this fun time of Earth 2. Somewhat fun time, because it is a depressing book, but also somewhat hopeful. And for Gavin, where can they find you on social media, man?
Facebook, Supersuits, also Supersuits on Instagram, and Flashpoint Gotham on Facebook.
Yep, and folks, follow it, because Gavin's working hard, and I'm involved in the project, won't say what a little bit. I've been working hard to try to make sure that looks good for him, because man deserves the best, and the very best, because it's going to be great. And there's some future projects in the work we can't talk about, but we'll tease of they're going to be great. And that's all we'll say, and it'd be like, you bitch, and I understand. So, and folks, you can follow, if you want to follow more of the Comics and Coffee talk show segment or the Comic Chronicle podcast in general, with our interviews, the talk show, fan series, and such as well, we're on the Fan Corp Network. So that means go follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Real Fan Corp. That is at Real Fan Corp. And then also Fan Corp Network on Facebook and YouTube. And make sure you guys subscribe to Comic Chronicle to stay tuned for everything as well. Comments, folks. We also want to hear from you. I want to hear, at least, what is your stories on Earth 2? What do you think about it? How do you relate to it? And just tell us what you think and any personal connections to it and whatnot, too. Gavin, you got any requests, any homework for the listeners?
I would say just read all the comics you guys can, man.
Yeah,
there's tons of great stuff out there. And if there's any other topics that for some reason you like hearing us talk or hearing me talk about, Dakota, you're probably much more easy listening than I am. But if you guys want me back, let me know, because I'm happy to come back.
We gotta
talk about it in the future.
Love to have you, man. And folks, right before we go, if you want to be a part of the Comic Chronicle podcast, you can be. And you can also win fun exclusive prizes at the end of every month and get a few shout outs and your name on here. And maybe you could even be a guest on the Comic Chronicle podcast. How do you do that? Go to the Patreon that we've just had open up about a week or two ago as of this recording, Patreon. And you guys, if you donate $1 to $10, tier 1, $1, tier 2 is $5, and tier 3 is $10 a month. And you guys can get some fun school, really cool prizes and whatnot. I know money's rough on everybody. Trust me, I know. But I try to make it nice for you guys, and you could be on a Comics and Coffee talk show segment. So make sure you go to patreon.com/comicchronicle. And Gavin, any final words?
Just keep being nerdy, guys.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All righty, folks. And I gotta say, stay classy, Earth 2.